Okay. Beis Hashem, tonight we'll do Simen Kuf Ayin Daled Siv Zayin, and that is the halachos of shahakol on water before a seuda, during the seuda, and also some instances that come up in terms of wine prior to seuda, during seuda, and after seuda. Says the Mechaber, Im ein lo yayin v'shosa mayim oshar mashkin, ein levarich alei. If he doesn't have wine and he drinks water or other mashke betoch hasuda, ein levarich alei. What the Mechaber is emphasizing is that when it comes to other items, you do at times make a bracha in the suda. Like, for example, the Mechaber says that when it comes to wine, we saw that you make a bracha beforehand. So anything else aside from wine, you don't make a bracha during the suda. Ein levarich alei dechashiva kibon machmas hasuda. It's all considered part of the suda. Fi she'ein derech lechol below shtia. Because our derech is not to eat without drinking. We spoke about this in the past. Va'af yayin lo yitzarach bracha lefanav. And even wine doesn't need a bracha prior. El v'pneshu chashuv koveh bracha la'atzmo. Really, wine should be considered betoch ha'su'udah. But the halacha trumps the metzius. Because wine is chashuv, they gave it a bracha lefnei atzmo. But really, it should be included in the hamotzi, because the hamotzi includes everything. Avol mayim oshar mashkim lo chashivi. Even though he was thirsty prior to the suda, since he didn't want to drink at that particular period of time, because the mayim would be mazik him. In other words, here the argument goes like this. If I was thirsty before the suda, maybe you would say as follows, I should make a shahakol during the Seuda. Why? Because I really wanted to drink before. So that shows me that the water is not coming b'toch ha-Seuda. If I wasn't eating during that Seuda, I still would have drunk water. By the way, which is quite common today, that many people will drink water b'toch ha-Seuda, but it's not because of the Seuda itself, but it's because they're thirsty. So maybe in such a case, you should say the mayim is not ba mitoch ha-Seuda, and therefore get a bracha. So says the Mechaber, no. Because at the end of the day, there was a reason why you didn't drink prior to the Suda. What was that reason? Kadesha lo yaziku lo mayim. In those days, they believed that nimsa hishtias ha-mayim besibas ha-pasi upas patrasam. So what comes out is that the water is still connected to the bread, and therefore the bread exempts. Now here, Reb Daniel, it's very interesting. Sfardim have a fascinating yeshomrim over here. The yeshomrim, Levarech ala mayim shebesu'uda. This is not the psak for Ashkenazim, but the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that's mentioned by the Raivid, that is mentioned in the Beragola, and he says that you do make a bracha on the water. What's the reason? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the last line on page Ayin Vav, Hainu bracha rishona, Svirlu, didinim kamo peros, she'ochol betoch hasuda, that they viewed the water, it could very well be a cultural thing, that they were, just like it wasn't normal to eat fruits during a meal, even though today it might be more common. Once upon a time, it wasn't normal to have fruits during the meal. So you make a bar priya eitz on fruits. According to Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha. Today, the halacha might have changed, because more common. My mother, may she be well, she always has a fruit salad in the meal. So then, for those people, for sure, then they wouldn't. That's the davar abba mitoch hasud. In fact, I don't remember my mother eating a fruit salad outside of the meal. So that's something that's part of the meal, the meal itself. But and similarly, there were those people who would only drink water outside of the meal. They would never drink it during the meal itself. So therefore, there's a yesh omrim that when you drink the water during the meal, that's clearly not part of the meal. V'yesh machmir an od, and there's even more of a chumrah. Levarich alem b'chol pam, to make a separate shakel every time you drink. D'stama nimlachu b'chol pam, because he changes his mind, it makes up his mind every time to drink anew. In other words, those people, when they drink only one glass of water, they don't intend any more. And then when they drink again, so then they have to make a new bracha. What is the halacha according to Mechaber? Very interesting. V'arotze l'stalik min asafek, yeshev kodem netila b'makom sudaso, Vivarech al das lishtos besoch suda so. So Mechaber suggests, Harotz l'stalik min ha-safik, that since there are opinions that hold that you make a shakol toch ha-suda, but there are opinions that hold that you don't on water, that what you should do is make a bracha shakol prior to the suda, and have that bracha to be poter everything that is going to be in the suuda afterwards as well. Have in mind, that will be poter, the mayim, that comes in the suuda. Now here, the Ramah is actually, we make fun of ourselves, Ashkenazim, I'd like to make fun of us, that we're the more complicated shita. Over here, this is the one exception to the rule, that the Ashkenazim are less complicated than the Sfardim, in terms of just the Shulchan Aruch. I think Sfardim are not knowing like this, Harotzel Stalik. I've never, you've seen this, Reb Daniel, such a, it's very interesting. The Mechaber suggests it, but the Ramah concludes, V'haminig kisvar rishona, say, we follow the minig of svar rishona, which means that the halacha would dictate that we do not make a bracha on mayim, besoch ha-su'uda. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Brura raises a lot of interesting issues on this topic. First of all, the Be'er Halacha, in terms of that minig, it can't be that the Ashkenazim can't make it a little more complicated. So if you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, on the bottom of page 152, you have two lines right there on 152, Ayin Vav Amid Beis, V'haminig in the Be'er Halacha, V'im Yesh Lo Yayin Tov Sheyiftar Osam Ayidei Shvarach Hayam Sof Asuda Shepoter Kol Mashkin. So the Be'er Halacha does have a chumrah for us, and that is that if you have wine, it's the best to make a Bar Priya Gofen on wine, and then that would pater all the water inside the suda. That's a reason I am very much against drinking alcoholic beverages. But now if you have a whippersnapper, he could tell me that, what are you talking about? According to Be'er Halacha, there's an inyan to drink wine because that would pater you from making a bracha on water. And since there's some opinions that say that water needs a separate bracha in the suda, so now you have to drink wine at every meal. I don't think so. But okay, someone wants to be a wise guy. Okay. Rabosa, I'm very, very scared about... look, it depends on the age and the maturity of the individuals, but alcoholism is not something that should be taken lightly. Okay, the Mishnah Brura, towards the end over here, has a few very important haras. Most of the Mishnah Brura here is just explaining what we just spoke out. However, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin and Lamed Tes is quite important. So let's take a look at Lamed Zayin Vivarech. V'kosvu achronim di'izor lishtos pachas merviyas. So here the Mishnah Brura is going back on the Chumrah of the Mechaber. Well, let's follow the Mechaber's logic. This is Lahagdil Toru Ladira. Says the Mechaber like this: you should drink before the meal, and thereby have in mind all the water afterwards. So says the Mishnah Brura, you got to do it right. If you're going to do this complicated patent, you got to do it right. He says, if you drank more than a revius, so then it's not going to work. Why? Dimrishte revius lo yo klum b'tikuna, diikanes b'savik bracha echrona al mashkino elu. The after day in Birchas HaMazon potrasa, because then Birchas HaMazon will pater you. So you've taken yourself out of one safek of the bracha shakel prior to water, but now you have a new problem, and that is maybe it gets a new bracha achrona of bar nefashos. So the patent of the mechaber will only work if you sit down, drink water before the suda, but less than a revius, and then you continue drinking the suda again. Kim Dumani, that the minig is to be makel. More practical issues that come up in the Mishnah Brura are in Lamed Tes. In Lamed Tes, he raises some very interesting questions. Schnapps. Oh. So says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Lamed Tes, Ul'inyin Yayin Saraf. Yayin Saraf is whiskey. Yesh achronim shekosu tzarech bracha v'tovu suda. Here's the shaila. Do you make a bracha on whiskey during the meal? Why? Mishum, there's a tzat to say that you should. She'en shos and osa machat simana achila kishar mashkin. You don't drink it because you become thirsty because you're eating. You're drinking it because people like to drink alcoholic beverages. Avla mogev ram kosov, de betocha sudein tzach brocha, mishum de ozbola or taivas hamachal, v'chashim zed gamze mach masuda. Says the mogev ram, people drink to get drunk. people drink stam? No. So Mang Avram's dan on lekav schus. Mang Avram says it's because it helps the palate. It helps people enjoy. It opens up their. They feel like they're able to enjoy their food more. So if it's there, the orer taivas hamachol. So then, in such a case, says Mang Avram, it's connected to suda and it doesn't get a bracha. V'chein yatiku ezachron kedaita. Ube'emes. Wow. Rahayaroi linog bazeh katz as hamichaber. Really, what you should do in the case of whiskey is the eitz of the mechaber. In other words, says the Mishnah Berurah Ashkenazim, don't follow this chumrah of the mechaber. Maybe you should try to get out of the sfeikos and drink beforehand and make a bracha. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's true in regards to water. Water, we consider Dar Abba, Machmas, Asuda, and so on. But whiskey, says Mishnah Berurah, I'm not sure the Mangav Ram is right. I'm not sure that people just drink it because they're eating. People are drinking because they want to drink. Vaharaya. They tell me in fancy restaurants, I've the schus of never gone. I hope to be zocha to never go. I hope to go to fancy Torah, but not to fancy restaurants. For what I understand, there are hundreds, if not thousands of dollars that are paid for a bottle of wine. Nachon. So if that would be just the orer taivas hamaychal, so then it wouldn't make sense that the wine should be 10 times more than a $300 piece of meat, $500 piece of meat. Sometimes it's even more than that. So what do you see? You see that the wine is not there. Simply the orer taivas hamaychal. There's a chashivus in the wine itself. Oh, and what about whiskey? So whiskey also. If the whiskey is drunk during the meal, so the whiskey is not really bala tochasus. It says machmas asudas. It says the Mishnah Berurah. So what should you do? So what you should do is drink the whiskey before the meal, have a little bit of a shot, and then you'll be yotzei. You'll make a shahako, and then you'll be yotzei all the deos, all the shilas, and like the mechaber himself suggested. What's that? Pachas mirvius. Right. Right, you can't get drunk before the meal. Nachon. Ube'emes ha'yiroi lining b'zeh katsa mechabel in shar mashkim, v'nishyesh deos b'zeh elosh an olam no'agim lahokel, v'yesh lehem al mal lismo. So they have the Mugav Rum to rely on. The Mugav Rum says it's connected to meal. Ah, so kedarki, I know that I'm not only coming from halacha, I'm coming from my own bias that I revealed earlier. This is another reason not to drink during a meal, during whiskey during the meal, because the real shayla. Because the Mishnah Berurah says it could very well be that you're chayiv a bracha. Bracha you can't make because safik bracha is la'akel. So that's the reason not to drink whiskey. What would you say about the whiskey that the minig that some people have after fish?
Yeah.
Right? So there, I think it's not the same thing of people who stop drink during the meal. Because that's a dover abo machmas asuda. Is that sameach? So my chumrah, not to drink during the meal, doesn't apply to a small shot that would be between the fish and the... Okay, so that would be... That's an old minig that comes from holy people, to have a small... That I defend. But anything else? Lania's daiti, we have a new reason to make it usher because of that. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol zeh b'toch ha'su'udah. This only applies to suda. Avalim shows this hayayin sarf achar suda. Now we have another shayla. What about a shot after the meal? Da'az b'vaday daito rak la'akel ha'mozon. So then he says it's there to help the food go down. So then l'kuli alma tzarech bracha. That's not called, that's to la'akel ha'mozon. So that's not called dovra abo machmas ha'suda. So in such a case, then he says for sure we need a bracha. However, then the Mishnah Berurah himself backtracks. We call Malkum Nira Lidim Alcha Machel Shamein. For Lokach Mat Yain Sarf LaHafig Hashem Nuna Shebepiv. But if he's now having a shot afterwards because he ate something that was very rich and he wants to clear his mouth, Imrugel Bin Yizehu Bechlau Tafel LaOchel. So then it becomes like Tafel to the Ochel, argues the Mishnah Berurah. So it's like Mamish, the case of the Gemara where you're using a piece of dough just to get the food into your mouth, so as in place of touching the food or make it easier for it to go down the palate, the Gemara has in very, very sharp fish that they used to have a cracker that would help the sharp fish go down, so that would be considered tafel. Val kein, afim uachak mar sudaso, ain tzarich levarech, and therefore, if it's to help it go down, then it would be fine. Rav Nevinzal Shlita has a kasha. Rav Nevinzal asks, what's the halacha in regards to dessert? Dessert needs a bracha. So he says, if dessert needs a bracha, so why are you having dessert? Also, because you want to help the food go down. In other words, I like a dessert because I like to finish off with something sweet, right? So at the end of the day, it's because what was in my mouth was something that was sharp or was something. So then you have something sweet. So how's that different than the shot? So Rav Nevinzal says maybe you could be metarix, that when it comes to dessert, you enjoy the time of the michael of the dessert itself. It's not only kidei lehafig es hatam, not using it simply as mouthwash. In contrast to this presentation of the whiskey, in those days they used whiskey as the mouthwash as well. It was to get it down, and therefore it's entirely considered a tafel. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes coffee. Kasa achayodim, b'shos achar gmar sudas el kafeh, hurak kidei lakel amazon, v'lo odom l'shar mashkim, al kein tzarech levarech bracha rishona. Wow. So achayodim's approach to coffee is that coffee is just there to help the food settle in your stomach. Again, the achayodim probably wasn't interested in the caffeine. And so therefore, the Chai Adam says is it's just simply to help the food go down. And what's Mary Poppins, right? What she say that medicine helps? Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So the coffee just helps it go down. But the Chavetz Chaim disagrees. Ve'ena muchruch, he doesn't think it's correct. This is one of the cases where Chavetz Chaim disagrees with the Chai Adam. Chai Adam was a very much honored posek. One of the Dayanim in Vilna at the time of the Vilna Gaon. He was younger than the Vilna Gaon. He calls himself the Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. His grandchild was married to... his child was married to one of the Vilna Gaon's grandchildren. And so he was a very much esteemed posek. V'nachan sheyivarech mitchila ma'atzuka leftaris hakaveh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, again, because he holds the Chayodim great esteem, he says, make a bracha on the sugar. What about someone who drinks coffee in the morning? For sure you make Kiddush. I think the Mishnah Berurah is giving me a shtach. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, who would drink coffee before making Kiddush? No one drinks coffee before davening, right? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, so of course he made Kiddush. If he made Kiddush, so then in such case, then the Yayin is poter the coffee, and then there's not going to be a Shaila. And if you made Kiddush on whiskey, so then that will pater the coffee as well. So in general, you won't have the shaila of the coffee on Shabbos after Kiddush, but you will have it in a regular meal outside. Chai Adam says, no bracha on coffee at the end of the meal. Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks you should. And he says, but at the same time, he suggests, what the Mishnah Berurah suggests, is that to make a bracha on the sugar.
The other way, huh? Chai Adam said, to make a bracha.
No. I'm sorry, Nachon. The Chai Adam said that it's there just like Akalas HaMazon, and therefore Yashikayach or Binyamin. It's just there to La'akalas HaMazon, and since it's La'akalas HaMazon, so therefore it's not considered Dabar Abba Machmas Asuda, and therefore you make a bracha Yashikayach. The Mishnah Berurah says that at the end of the day, no, we look at it as something that's bo machmas asuda, therefore it should not get a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the day says that you should have sugar so as to be yotzei safek yashikach. Good.